Welcome to Mrs. Flick's Picks, where busy moms can find the best books for their kids. Join me in my mission to cultivate children's moral imagination through good stories, beautifully written. Hello and welcome to the premiere episode of Mrs. Flick's Picks. I am Carrie Flick, and I'm so excited you're joining me today. Now, just so I'm clear from the get-go, I'm a Christian from the Reformed tradition. The books that I'm going to recommend are not necessarily Christian books. Most of them aren't, actually. But they are books that align with a biblical worldview. Even some blatantly pagan stories that I'll probably feature at some point have echoes of the gospel in them. And this is really what we're looking for when we contemplate how to select the good and the best books. We're looking for echoes of the gospel. Sometimes stories have almost a one-to-one correlation with scripture, as in, for example, C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. But many, many other stories have much more faint resemblances to the truth we ultimately find in scripture, like The Mouse and the Motorcycle, when a little boy offers a mouse unmerited grace and forgiveness. Stories like these cultivate a child's moral imagination. Every child has a profound depth of imaginative ability. The task before us moms is to train that imagination up in the way it should go. And one of the ways we do this is by filling their thoughts with beautiful pictures, visual and written alike, of sacrifice, forgiveness, creation, courage, love. The list goes on and on. The books that I choose to feature are not always dramatic depictions of good versus evil. Many of them are simply lovely stories of friendship and the everyday sort of sacrifice friends make for one another. But I think that in each of our lives, we only have a handful of actual dragons to fight. In the meantime, when he isn't slaying monsters, the knight must learn how to comport himself at court, how to treat a lady, how to submit to his king, how to appreciate his food and his home, how to respect and encourage his fellow men-at-arms. The knight must know his manners at the round table, so to speak. And so I choose stories, both epic and everyday, because we need to be alert for the battle of the century, but live as worthy citizens of heaven until then. The first book I will recommend to you is a picture book that's absolutely delightful. It's called Tops and Bottoms by Janet Stevens. King Solomon would have loved this book. It's basically the Book of Proverbs in a folktale nutshell. This is a modern retelling of a folktale featuring the ever-clever hare and his lazy, lie-abed neighbor, Bear. The book opens with Hare and his family suffering the consequences of Hare's past arrogance, and he needs to find a way of providing for his poverty-stricken family. By using his brains and a lot of difficult manual labor, he manages to finally restore his fortunes. Bear, however, learns quite the lesson in laziness leading to ruin. The pictures are very engaging, very charming, and the dialogue is a lot of fun to read aloud. And, as an extra bonus, your kids are going to learn all about their garden vegetables. Well, this next book has a pretty significant claim to fame as being one of J.K. Rowling's childhood favorites. It's The Little White Horse by Elizabeth Gooch. I can totally understand why Rowling was so crazy about this story. It has everything every young girl dreams of. Countryside castles, secret passages, family secrets, romances, and unicorns. Of course it has unicorns. The heroine of the story is 14-year-old Mariah, recently made an orphan, and she has just moved to her cousin's beautiful and mysterious estate of Moonacre Manor. When she arrives, she begins to piece together the tragic legacy left by her ancestors and realizes that she must be the one to bring reconciliation and healing to her family. It would be really easy for a book that contained all of these delicious elements like unicorns and castles and old legends to turn out like state fair funnel cake. Really incredibly delicious at first, but by the end, just plain sickeningly sweet and gross. You can't make a meal out of state fair funnel cake. Okay, fine. I have made a meal of state fair funnel cake, but it was not a good idea, and you shouldn't do it every day. But the little white horse doesn't serve up the sugary elements as the meal. It's actually a story of repentance and courage and loyalty. It just so happens to be set in this ethereal world of moonlight and mysteries. I do think that older teenage girls would miss the charm of this book and find it a little too juvenile. So I'd recommend it for 9 to 14-year-old girls. And yes, this is definitely a super girly book. A lot of the fairy tales I pick are also really appealing for boys, but this one is just sheer feminine fabulousness. Well, if I'm going to recommend a super girly book right off the bat, of course, I have to give you a nice meat and potatoes pick for boys. This is it. Little Britches by Ralph Moody. The subtitle is Father and I Were Ranchers, and this book is actually autobiographical. The story opens with 8-year-old Ralph moving from a town in New Hampshire out to middle of nowhere, Colorado, where the family attempts a life at ranching. Over the next few years, young Ralph becomes a bona fide cowboy and winds up helping to financially support the family pretty significantly. The chapters are full of the sorts of episodes boys of all ages will eat up. Everything from runaway cattle, to rambunctious horses, to rodeo exploits. And yes, there are bad guys. I know that's always at the forefront of my own son's mind. But Mom, are there bad guys? This book is a subtle concentration on the theme of character. What does it mean to be an honest man, a humble man, a hardworking man? And I keep using the term man because this is, in effect, the story of an awkward, hard-headed, sometimes prideful boy becoming a man at a very young age. It's also a beautiful memoir of the relationship between a father and son, and I think it would be a great pick for any dads out there who enjoy reading aloud to their kids. Just heads up, the moms in the room will need tissues at the end. Even though the character is fairly young, there's nothing inherently juvenile about Little Britches, so I think it's pretty versatile for boys from ages 8 or 9 on up. And that wraps up my first 3 picks for you. I hope you enjoyed this first episode. I've included the Amazon links for all 3 books in the episode description. Be sure to share with your friends, and I hope to have you back here next week. Happy reading!